the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen, and welcome to the podcast. I know it's not a day for me to be live, but I went live also on the My Gospel Soul Network that's on YouTube. So make sure you go, you pass through there and enjoy a good, good word. Today I talked about on that podcast how to deal with conflict. I didn't get to go into depth about it, but I talked about it. We had good prayer, good praise and worship. So, you know, I just admonish you to go by and check it out. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray that your Sunday is going well. I pray that the summer is going well. Y'all know that we are dealing with extreme heat. So make sure you stay hydrated. I want to take a moment today to just talk a little bit about hope, before we do so, I'll play a little song by Express Image called Revive Me, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Touch me.
God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favorite statement. God bless.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loved me. Oh, yes, my Jesus. He loves me. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Tells me so. Tells me so.
Yeah. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Apostle Jay. Hey, welcome back. Hope. Be strong and take heart. All you who hope in the Lord. Psalms 31:24. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love. That's Psalms 33:18. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. That's Psalms 33:22. The power of hope. Amen. You put your hope in God. Amen. Hallelujah. He never fails you. Glory to God. Amen. Your hope should not be in man. It should be in God. Amen. And sometimes, amen, we do put our hope in man. And that's where disappointment is birthed. That's where broken hearted people, amen, situations are birthed. Amen. So we have to make sure we put our hope in God. Amen. Hallelujah. This next song, praise God, coming to you. Praise God. And that last song was Jesus Loving by your very own Pastor Jay. All right, so let's keep it moving. We're going to do a little bit of Kenny Brown, Without Faith.
With God, you can do all things. They say the just shall live by faith. Well, I can't see it any other way. God, please, by our faith in him. In him.
Without faith,
yeah.
It's impossible to please him.
For us to be strong, knowing that we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ, the champion.
Welcome back, champion. Amen. Glory to God. Continuing on with hope. It says in Psalms 38 and 15, I wait for you, O Lord. You will answer. O Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a powerful thing, praise God. Like I say, when you put all your hope and faith in him, praise God. Amen. And when you understand, amen, that he's going to come through, he's got to come through. Like I said, he will answer. In Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. They will walk and not faint. Oh, my God. Victory is yours. Amen, says the Lord. Amen. You have to stay encouraged, praise God. No, amen, hallelujah, you put your trust in him, amen, that he will show up on your behalf, praise God, amen.
When you're dying, and you need her.
chance to come into your life, and I guarantee you everything will be alright.
My name is Jordan.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real,
live it for real.
Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real,
live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other issues, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If
there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Amen. If it's a change in your life, hallelujah, live it for real. Amen. We're talking about hope today. It says in Psalms 43:5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Hallelujah. I will praise him, glory to God. Psalm 71:5 says, you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. Amen. Lord, I learned how to trust. I've learned, amen, that you will show up. I've learned, praise God, that you are in full control. Hallelujah. Sovereignty, his sovereignty. He'll do what he wants to do. Amen. And his ultimate goal is to prosper us, praise God. Amen. And we got to understand, amen, we got to go through something, praise God. Amen. This life, we can testify to things that we have been through in this life. Amen. We know it's nothing but God that brought us through. Amen. Ephesians 2:20-21 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more all than all that we can ask or imagine, according to his power that worketh in us. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the scripture, and I'm reading from a book, praise God. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Amen. It says, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Again, that's Ephesians 3:20-21. Amen. It's a powerful thing, praise God. Amen. To allow God to increase your faith, to allow God to show you, praise God, who he is, amen, and what he's capable of, praise God, amen, past your situation, past your circumstance, amen, he will, praise God, get the victory. And the amazing thing about it is you get to experience the blessings. All he wants is the glory. Psalms 119:74 says, may those who fear God rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. Praise God, amen. Hope. I have put my hope in your word. Hallelujah. And truly, God is worthy to be praised. He is yet making a way out of no way. Woke you up this morning and started you on your way. So come on, let's give him some praise.
Set the captives free. Oh, yeah, you're worthy.
truly he's worthy to be praised. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. And I just thank God, amen, for the broadcast on today. I just felt like firing it up, amen, and just giving God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Truly it's a privilege and an honor to be able to join you. Praise God for a quick moment. Amen. So I love you. I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible. Please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless.